You moved from Worcester over to Japan.
Yeah, my final two seasons in Japan at Kobelco Steelers. So just another cultural experience. You know, it's the opportunities you are given through rugby is quite wide, and you got to look at some of those things to see how it can develop you as a person as well as your rugby. I think it was less of a rugby decision, but more of a cultural, financial decision I made to go over to Japan and experience it out there.
What sort of standard of rugby was it?
It was not as physical as the Premiership. I think that was one of the reasons why I decided to make the move. You know, the Premiership is physically very intense. There's a lot of knocks and hard hits. The tackle focus in Japan at that stage was different. It's a lot lower, you know, over here in the Premiership. A lot of the tackle focus is around the ball, upper body, trying to stop the offload, slow the ball down. Where in Japan, because they're not as tall, especially the backs aren't as tall, a lot of the focus is knee and lower, you know, so they go really low on the tackle. So, you know, they still tackle hard and they, you know, they're fearless in terms of the tackles, but it's not the upper body collisions.
How many professional clubs are out there?
They more now. I think it's 14 or 16 pro clubs. It wasn't as many when I was there. I think it was 12 when I was there, but in several divisions. So clubs over there are run differently. It's all part of companies. So the companies control the sports clubs. You know, you'll have your rugby. You'll be employed to be a rugby player for this company. And same as the baseball that's out there, it's owned by big companies.
Did all their teams have foreign players in?
They all have, but you limit it through the number of foreign players. So you only allowed three at that stage. You were only allowed three foreign players on the pitch. And then in my second year, they still only allowed three, but one of them had to be an uncapped player. So you were only allowed two capped players. And then the third one had to be uncapped to promote those players to play for their Japanese international team.
The Japanese culture would have been quite a culture change.
It certainly was a culture change, which is, you know, it was great to observe and take a lot of that culture out there. I think they're a very disciplined nation. Disciplined people. They work really hard. They're very, very hardworking players. You know, they certainly do their best every time they're out there. So, food-wise, it was also a bit of an adjustment. But you know, it's probably some of the best sushi I've ever had in my life. So, you know, it's just great to experience the different, you know, different cultures all over the world, and which rugby allows us to do.
Did you learn Japanese?
Sukoshi nihongo o hanasu koto ga dekimasu.
Obviously, you did.
Sukoshi dake. Only a little bit. That's part of the contract. Yeah. Is language lessons. So, twice a week, I had a tutor come in, and we would do some.
Is it a difficult language to learn?
Muzukashi desu. Hai. Yeah, difficult. Yeah, it is quite difficult. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's, you know, I'm Afrikaans, so English is my second language, but it's still rooted in European. So everything, you know, sort of Germanic, Latin, yeah, comes through. So there's a lot of similarities. Although the sentence structure is totally different in Japanese. So, and then, you know, the vocabulary, the alphabet, the way they write is you know, it's not the Roman numerals, it's, you know, hiragana, katagana, and then the kanji, which you have to get used to. So, but no, it's again fascinating, yeah, to be part of that.
Yeah. And you had six appearances for the Barbarians in the course of this career.
I had, yeah, very fortunate to be part of that. Yeah.
That was an interesting experience as well. You were playing with some really significant players.
Yeah, I mean, the first couple I played were test matches against. I didn't play in the England one, but then played against Wales and then Scotland, and then subsequently had another one against England, and then a couple at lower level. You know, I think there was one for against Leicester, there was one against the Combined Services, and then there was one against Richmond. And I love the Barbarians. I think it's a fantastic institution in rugby. I'm hoping that there will always be a place for that in the professional environment, which is one of the big challenges the Barbarians face is to function in the professional environment. But you know, it's one of those institutions, rugby institutions, that still has a lot of history and connectivity with amateur rugby. You know, it's just fabulous to be able to express yourself and have the opportunity to express yourself in a team with some of the best players in the world, where you can learn a lot from and you know, take a lot of things from it. So hopefully the Barbers will be with us.
How does it work for the first time? Does somebody ring you up and say, are you interested?
Or yeah, no, they'll
write you a letter.
They approach you and send you an invitation to be part of it. So which is awesome. You know, you get a little letter and a little thank you note and everything. So no, it's fantastic. It's you know, it's one of those traditional rugby institutions that hopefully will be kept in rugby.
Yeah, you mentioned the Richmond game. What were the circumstances there? Why were the Barbarians playing?
I think they were 150 years. They were celebrating either. I think it was 150th celebration.
Yeah. That you kicked a conversion.
Did I?
Yeah.
I think I might have been captain for that match. Anyway, so I probably did. No, it's just, you know, the fact that you could play at different levels, you know, players from all over come together with different cultures, different backgrounds, different playing styles, and be able to.
At any time in your career, did you play skirk at all?
I did. I was never the frontline kicker until I moved to Japan, really, which I was the main kicker. But I was always, even from university levels, I was always the backup kicker. Mm. You know, I'm more of an attacking fullback, I would say, than a kicking fullback. Mm. I always had strong kickers, really, in the team.
But across the end, it was Ludo.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, Ludo's record speaks for himself.
Yeah. Over all the years that you've played rugby, who would you say was your hardest opponents?
Hardest opponents? You know, any international game you play against the top tier nations is tough. You know, these are the best players in their position in their country, so it is always a difficult match. You know, as I mentioned, you know, the All Blacks will always be have a special place in South African culture, Springbok rugby culture. So, you know, for me, it always against the All Blacks was probably the toughest. They're big fellas, they're strong guys, and they're very skillful. So you know what's coming, and you've got to try and stop it and overcome it. So, you know, when you play against England and then against the Northern Hemisphere teams, a lot of it is still forwards driven. You know, so you're always gonna you always know you're gonna have a tough challenge up front, especially with, you know, defensively and technically.
Any particular individuals who you found very tricky to play against?
I think, you know, there's a big difference between Super Rugby and Premiership. I mean, it's changed now because of the weather. The playing surfaces now has certainly changed a lot. You know, you've got the desert pitches, you've got the artificial pitches that now as Premiership. So the underfoot conditions is a lot better now. So in Super Rugby, you tend to play on a better playing surface, so the game is a lot faster. Defensively, there's probably not as big a focus on the game as there is in the Premiership because of various things. But the battle of the break contest, the breakdown, is also probably a little bit stronger up here. In terms of players playing in those environments, I think, you know, Jonah Lomu is top by far top of the list to play against, both Super Rugby and internationally. You know, he's certainly the standout player who I played against. Up here in the Premiership, I don't think there was a single player. You know, every team will have their players. You know, Jason Robinson on his day if everything falls in place, it was hard to stop. Although we've you know, for Gloucester, we had some good wins against them. You know, so it just depends who you play on the day and the weather conditions, really.
Yeah.